let's look at the second part of the Christingle, the sticks, which, as we're going to look at it today, it's about the fall. So we just looked at creation, and in that story, when the Lord had made, when he made the world, the orange, when he made the world, it was good. And when the Lord God made the animals and the plants, he said, that was good. When he made the day and the night, the sky and the sea, the land, and even humans, God had said, it's all good. Everything that he had made was very good. But something went wrong. And it was humans who messed it up. When the Lord God had made humans, he said to them, and some of his first words to them were, you are free. You are free to eat from any tree in the garden except one. We were free to find life and find food, eat from anything except one tree in the middle of the garden. So early humans, they were good, and they were in this paradise, infinite food, infinite life everywhere. They didn't even have to work for it very hard. But they were given one rule. And the Lord had said, if you break that one rule, it's not very hard, but break that one rule and you will certainly die. So it seemed easy. There's trees everywhere. They don't need to be hungry. But as we read, humans did break that only rule. So as we read in Genesis 3, the first humans, Adam and Eve, did betray God. The only rule they had to keep, and they didn't keep it. And the Lord had told them what that meant. They would die. So in verse 17 and 19, the Lord lays out what that means, what that's going to look like now that they don't want to be in paradise anymore. And he says, basically, now they're going to have to work to find food, to find life, to eat. They're going to have to work for it now. Not only that, but they're now going to start losing life. To Adam, he says, it's like you're going to return back to what I created you from. And then there was another thing. To Adam, he said, even when you try and find food, work for it, to work for life, you're just going to make thorns and thistles. And the reason that's so tough is it's not even like you make something that's rubbish. Thorns and thistles try to hurt us. So when Adam, he's now going to try and make food, try and find food, it's like the world hates him. The earth is trying to attack him because of what they did, because of this curse. And one thing we're going to be looking at in that second reading from John 19 is actually how this curse progresses. So ever since that fall, humans have had this curse on us. We can't find life, for wherever we go or whatever we do, we can't seem to fix ourselves, to clean ourselves, to be full of life. Like we were back then, everything we did, we could find life wherever. Life had meaning, it had purpose, it was fulfilling, and now it isn't. But in those curses that the Lord gave, he did make a promise. He said, there's going to be a child. So you guys are going to have to live with this. But there's going to be a kid, and he is going to fix this. The enemy, or that snake we read about, he tricked humans. And not only that, this kid's going to defeat him. This kid's going to take this curse. He's going to fix everything. So now we have a look at John 19. Why did we read that? It's two awful stories. Adam used to be this perfect human, and now he's dying. And now we look at John 19, Jesus, the living God, and yet he's going to die too. Why? Well, it's to do with this curse that we brought upon us. When we ate that tree, we were promised you're going to die. There's a curse now. And in John 19, we see how does Jesus deal with that curse. And there is only one way. And really, we're going to look at it next time about what that means. How can we get rid of this awful curse that we've got? But for now, let's just remind ourselves, and particularly with the sticks. You might remember again during this time we talked last time how the nights are getting longer and there's more darkness around and it can be scary. And in winter, the trees start to become like sticks too. All those nice leaves and any fruit, they disappear and they start to become lifeless like sticks. So for the moment, things look scary. Humanity's messed up and we have this curse. And really, the Bible is kind of saying we need to be panicking. How do we fix this? How do we fix this problem? Well, it does get fixed and we're going to look at it in our next talk. But for now, let's just craft our sticks, which all we need to do is just stick in four sticks into the sides of our Christingles. So it looks like a tree in winter.